Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
A cyber symposium was held in Sioux Falls, South Dakota last week, and Alaska's District 10 Representative David Eastman attended. The symposium was hosted by Mike Lindell, and Eastman spoke to KSRM's The Bird's Eye View with Bob Bird on how the event went.
The security of our elections, and if and when we discover that, you know, our election system is not secure, is that something that you should or shouldn't tell the public? And of course, those on the side of transparency say, you know, hey, the public has a right to know. They're the ones who, you know, give their consent to the government. They're the true masters, if you will, under the Constitution. And the other side, you know, has some different points. And Mike Lindell has come out strongly on the side of transparency and exposure and highlighting the current weaknesses in our election process throughout the 50 states. And so he decided to put together a three-day symposium and invite media and legislators and IT professionals to come and look at some data that he was putting forward and talk about the various vulnerabilities, specifically with the 2020 election.
Eastman also had an opportunity to speak at the event.
At the very end of the day, the last couple of days, there was an opportunity. They invited us to come up and just talk for a moment. So I just came and talked about, you know, why I was there and being grateful for some of the efforts that had been put into making the event successful. And then also I highlighted the last night of the event, just the difference between when we here in the MATSU met a year ago and talked about election integrity and talked about the concerns. You know, the concerns, many of them were well known. Of course, we were told, you know, by the administration that things would be different this year. They were not different this year.
The Cyber Symposium lasted 72 hours in Sioux Falls, South Dakota from Tuesday through Thursday last week. Details, RadioKenai.com. The rock band The Foo Fighters are coming to concert here in Alaska this week, and they're requiring that those who attend their upcoming shows be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 or to receive a negative test result 48 hours before attending. This according to the Anchorage Daily News. The 12-time Grammy Award-winning band plans to perform in Anchorage on Tuesday the 17th. Also, on the 19th, Thursday, at the Denina Center, as well as in Fairbanks on August the 21st at the Carlson Center. Negative test results or proof of vaccination need to be provided before entering and attending the concert. Either the original card, copy of the card with an ID to match, either of those according to a statement Saturday from Ticketmaster. Fully vaccinated means 2 weeks after the final dose, according to the Department of Health and Social Services. Fans under 12 will have to take a COVID-19 diagnostic test within 48 hours of the event to provide a negative test result. Unvaccinated fans over 12 years of age who have a valid medical reason and note must also take a COVID-19 diagnostic test, this according to a press release from Ticketmaster. Mask wearing, however, is not required. The Foo Fighters performed before a vaccinated audience back on June the 20th at Madison Square Garden, New York City. It was the venue's first show in more than 460 days. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.